Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. For listeners of the Dragonfisters, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Now this time around, we're going to suggest a book that you possibly have heard of, hopefully you've heard of, called Ready Player One. It's by Ernest Cline, and the audiobook is actually narrated by Will Wheaton. This book is filled with 80s and 90s nostalgia, and it has anything from TV to movies to board games, and you guessed it, Dungeons and Dragons references throughout the entire thing. As a matter of fact, that's pretty much what the book is about. And old school fans and new school fans alike probably will recognize one very important figurehead from D&D in this book. And it was pretty awesome to have an exploration of it through these eyes. So if you want to download your free audiobook copy of Ready Player One today, go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. Again, that's audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free audiobook.
The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragonfisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragonfisters actual play podcast episode 147. Time, the party found out what Rodash was up to while they were off killing bandits, and now they have a little bee in their bonnet and they're out putting pieces of a puzzle together. Now before we figure out exactly what that picture is going to look like, let's go ahead and do some intros.
This is Trevor, I'm playing Tarek Barris, and I'm a rogue.
This is Kelly, and I'm playing Fall to Arfin, and I am a barbarian.
This is John, I play Marion Rusk, and I am a Soul Knight Aegis.
This is Dave. I play Rodash, and I am a monk.
This is Gabby. I play Shy, and I am an Oracle Wild Rider.
I'm Jesse,
and he's an asshole.
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
I think Dave would make an awesome butcher.
I think Dave would be a great butcher.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are in the butcher.
I thought that was the butcher.
There you go, that's perfect.
John, you're the butcher.
And soul, go.
Be your greatest Andre the Giant impression.
So, we walk into the butcher shop.
Look at all this.
How can I help you?
can there also be someone in the back who's Inigo Montoya? Please, please.
We are looking for friends of the Baker of Breads.
Okay, what do I? what do you want with his friends?
We, one of our friends, is missing an item.
Oh.
It's two knives on a chain. Mayhaps you have seen this?
No, all my knives don't have chains on them.
Well, it wouldn't be your knife. It would be his knife that someone took.
Well, why would his knife be here with me?
Because you are a friend of the baker.
But your friend has the knives on the chains, not the baker.
No, but the baker's friend stole the knives on the chains.
Oh, I don't have it.
Are you sure?
Yes, all my knives don't have chains.
Well, again, they would not be your knives. They are my friend's knives. First of all, I made Dave break.
Very slightly, yeah.
You're confusing me.
How about you just go bring out every sharp object in the back of your store, and I can just see all your knives. I like knives, as you can tell, and I'm going to turn around and be like, see?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to turn, go in the back, come up,
big meat cleaver, slam it down on the desk. That's my knife.
Okay, do you have anything else sharp back there?
That's all I need.
You don't have a knife to cut the meat closer to the bone?
Pick up the meat cleaver, grab like a piece of meat on the back counter, skewer it right along the bone. No.
Well played.
Iron Chef, bitch.
No, it doesn't work as well in my life.
I may be very big. I may be very big, but I have a gentle touch.
How would you
find one? Oh, soulmates!
Use your feminine wiles.
Psst, I'll do.
Do I can still hear you.
Do you maybe know someone who might have that knife that we are looking for?
Uh-huh. He's like going through his mental poem book.
There is literally a gerbil.
I don't think it's running that fast.
No.
You don't know one that would have knives on chains?
Why would you want knives on chains? It doesn't make any...
Because they are not knives for cutting animals. They are knives for killing enemies.
But why do you need a chain?
I honestly don't know. Really. I think you need a pommel and a handle and a sharp edge. Did I lose you?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
We should probably try one of the other chops.
I'm not done yet.
Okay. I'll be outside. I step outside.
I don't think I want to see what's coming up.
Have a nice day.
Bye. Your meat smells good.
Thank you.
No, wait, that's not what I meant. And then I walk out.
Doesn't like my meat.
No, I think he thought you might have thought it as a sexual way.
I don't have sex with the meat. I only sell it to people.
That is very good. I think the baker has sex with his bread.
That's not good.
No. Anyway. Do you have friends who mayhaps know who might have the chains and knives?
I have a question.
Okay.
What mayhaps mean?
I am not sure.
Then no.
Do you know someone for sure who would know where the sword and the knife and chains are? I'm going to reach over and touch his hand. You can tell me the truth.
Truth about what?
Whatever you are trying not to tell me.
I don't remember.
Okay, I have sex with me once.
It gets very lonely.
Two speed.
Oh, horrible. It was pleasure meeting you.
It was pleasure meeting you. Would you like anything from my shop?
I come back in. I would like...
Don't talk to him.
Ribs. You have ribs?
Yes.
Where are you going to cook them?
I'll buy a couple racks of ribs. I'll bring them to the tavern. We can all have ribs.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to do a perception while he's getting the ribs.
Okay.
What do I see in the shop?
You see a bunch of meat.
Nothing else? No trinkets? Nothing?
Are you actually going to, like, go behind the counter and look around? Or?
Probably not.
Okay. Then no.
Okay. Who do you barter with? Exchange meat for things.
I only exchange meat for money. People come to my shop, they tell me what they want, they give me money, I give them my meat. That's right.
Oh, okay, that's a good way. How much for his ribs?
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
700 gold.
100 gold.
That seems like a lot.
That
for
does
ribs.
Seem like a lot for ribs.
500 gold.
Normally, when people say that seems like a lot, you go down, not up.
400 gold?
Well, he's not wrong. No, I was thinking, look, I bought 3 racks of ribs. How much is it usually for 1 rack of ribs?
However much people give me.
How about 5 gold for 1 rack of ribs?
So 4 gold. You said I have to go down.
So no, gold. you don't always have to go down.
Oh.
Real quick, from the back room, you just hear this voice yell, Elias, you trying to do business again?
No.
And this tiny little guy comes out. He's not a gnome or anything, but he's like a fairly small man, maybe 5'1", 5'2".
He's an Italian.
Yeah. He goes, Elias, what have I told you? Cut the meat. When a customer comes in, tell me.
Shh. Don't tell him.
Oh, okay, Elias.
I didn't do anything.
Elias was just talking about how he likes to cut the meat, and he's very good at cutting it.
He is, and that's why I keep him around. Unfortunately, he's too stupid to actually know that he's not supposed to talk to people.
That's not very nice.
It's okay. He's my friend.
Okay. All right, maybe you can help me.
Yeah. One second, doll. Hey, Elias, get out the back. There's a couple of lambs that just came in that have to be chopped up.
Can I name them first?
Yeah, name them.
Oh, goody. Sure. I one in the back room.
So you want 2 racks of ribs, right?
3.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, yeah, that's what. Elias, grab me another rack.
What about the lambs?
Yeah, grab the rack first so I can sell it, and then you can cut up your little friends back there.
Okay. I'm going to go in the back.
All right. So, we are looking for 2 knives on chains because there is a man who is a baker who
and
makes bread.
I want to name you Fluffy, and I want to name you Snuggles.
Ribs first, then cutting and naming.
Okay.
Damn.
Probably naming first, though.
And there are 2 knives on chains. We were told maybe you would know where they are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The only knives on chains that we have are to hook the sides up so that Elias there can cut them down.
Those would be hooks on chains.
Yeah, whatever. That's all we got that's chain-like.
No knives that you might have found in the street.
Well, why the hell would I have found a knife on the street?
Because someone was attacked and their weapon was taken off of them.
Oh, well, that sucks. Do you know this guy? You're close to him? Your buddies?
Actually, yes.
Sorry. Wish I could help. It's a pity. Maybe people shouldn't be wandering around the streets at night by themselves, looking for trouble.
Sometimes you just have to go home.
Yeah, maybe you should find a buddy that you can hang out with. You know, team system.
Do you always walk alone with a buddy at night?
Oh, I always make sure that I'm with a dozen people or so when I'm hanging out at night.
God damn. Really? Maybe you run into a helpless animal and kill it?
Ah, no, what's the fun of that?
I just poke
it's no
it a
fun
bit.
If it doesn't give a fight back.
Oh, I see.
And I'm going to walk out into the room at that point with a sheep under each arm, put them on the counter. I did what you told me to, boss. I brought out the sheep and I named the ribs.
Alive, come down here. Come down.
I'll lead down.
And he knocks on your head. He's like, take the fucking sheep back. Bring the ribs out.
You can name the sheep, Alive.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to pick up the sheep. I'm going to walk back in the room. I'm going to name you...
Nah.
I'm going to name you Timmy, and I'm also going to name you Timmy. Walk into the back room again.
He names every fucking thing that comes through here Timmy. I don't know why.
Except for ribs. Those are fucking cuddles.
Yeah, let's just go ahead. You want the 3 sides of ribs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, see, 1 gold, 2 silver.
Okay. I throw the 1 gold and 2 silver down on the counter.
Yeah.
That's the fishing.
No, it smells a little meaty. It's pork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think... Did you get what I was putting down?
Yeah.
Are you picking up what I was putting
down?
Good.
Yeah.
He didn't. That's good. Gotta keep it on the sly.
You have to excuse my friend. He's much like your Elias.
Yeah, I can tell.
Not a lot going on upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk back out. I got the three things of ribs. Put them down the table in front of you. Okay, here you go. You take good care of Fluffy and Cuddles. I didn't have a time to name that one, so you have to name him for me.
Pinky.
Okay. You be good boy, Pinky. You taste good for the nice man, okay?
Can I get bags for these?
Yeah, we can wrap. We wrap them up for you. Don't worry. I'm not going to make you carry a slab of meat home. We don't want to do that, right?
Yeah, totally.
Get blood on your hand. Nobody wants blood on their hands.
No, especially since we don't have 12 friends to escort us home. What time does the shop close?
Just out of curiosity.
Everything around here closes around dusk.
Dusk. Can get kind of dark really quickly, huh?
It can. Especially when the lights are on. If all the lights were to go out.
Yeah,
and all
just
the torches.
Miraculous. Like that.
Really weird, huh?
Super weird. Especially if, like, your friends can't see in the dark that well.
Hmm.
Well, it's a good thing that there's guards around.
Mm. Except your people don't trust the guards, right? Especially Padilla.
Oh, yes. I mean, Padilla's an alright guy, I guess, if you like that sort of type. But, no, I mean, there's some guards I like, there's some I don't.
Really? There's some guards you like? It's an interesting fact to know. I'm sure Padilla would love to know that, especially with that funky symbol that's all over the place, that little triangle-ish thing.
Oh, no, don't, yeah, that's just a
Oh, no,
a
don't worry about
it.
Have a nice day, and I'm going to walk out.
I'll be back for those ribs in just a second. Hold on. And I'm going to walk out and I'm going to grab file 2 for it. Okay.
I can't carry
you. You were like giving way too much information to these guys.
Really? He sounds fishy? You need to work on your whisper.
I was trying to... Okay, you're right. But you... Maybe we need to do this.
What is that?
Maybe we need to do this.
One, two, three, four. Finger draw.
As he's like doing this, I'm gonna look at him and be like.
I think we need to approach this from a different angle. First, I'm gonna grab my ribs.
Okay.
Because I'm skinny and I can grab them. And then we're gonna try something a little different.
I cannot wait.
I know it's gonna be great.
I am
okay.
Positive it's not.
I poke my head back in. Are those ribs jacked up?
What was that?
I said, are those ribs wrapped up?
Yes.
Sorry. I kind of sputtered it a little bit. So I go in, I grab the ribs.
Yeah.
I sling them over my shoulder. Yeah. What were the other things that you saw at the baker's? We have another shop to stop at.
Jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And another, and like small pastries.
Small pastries.
So like a pastry. Whatever it's called. A pastry? Pastry?
This a pasture?
There's an actual name for it.
Sure.
A pastry.
Pastry chef?
No, shut up, you guys. You're assholes.
A chocolatier?
You're a chocolatier.
Was it
a
chocolate pastry?
No. So anyway, you were doing your thing, Trevor.
Alright, so I'm going to bring the... Actually, do you want to hold these ribs real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Hold the ribs. We're going to go to the... There's probably going to be more people inside the pastry shop. Pastry shop. Pastry shop? No, that'd be like
Are
pasta.
You saying it out loud, too, in this room?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course. All right. Wait here. Outside the pastry shop. I'm going to look at the pastry shop first. Is that symbol on the pastry
okay.
shop?
You actually do see it kind of on the side... of the door in and amongst some scroll work.
Alright. Is there anyone inside the pastry shop?
Yes, there is there's a couple of people, meandering about inside, looking at a little bit of things, nibbling on some cookies and stuff.
All right. I'm gonna go in nonchalant. I'm not gonna make a big deal about it.
Okay. And like you're another shopper.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna kind of listen to see if they're talking amongst each other about things.
Okay. Yeah. There's a couple. There's two people in there talking together. And it's a man and a woman, and they're just kind of hanging out a little bit, talking about their day and all that kind of stuff. So
that's
talking
right.
about the farm and everything. So
yeah. Is the I'm just gonna, I'll call her the baker only cause,
yeah.
or the pastry chef. Is she like talking with them about like maybe events that were happening?
No, she's not actually like discussing anything with them.
Okay.
So.
How am I gonna get my information?
Patisserie. Yeah, there you go.
I knew there was a special name for the motherfucking thing.
What is it?
Patisserie?
Huh. All right, so I'm going to go up to the pastry chef, huh?
Okay.
The pastry chef.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, there you go.
Hi! Who wants to be the pastry chef?
Gabby!
What can I get you?
Well, I was really in the mood for a muffin.
We don't serve muffins after 11. It's before 11. You can have a muffin. What flavor?
What flavor? I would really like a blueberry muffin.
Blueberry, we have dragonberry, we have redberry, and we have blueberry here.
Thank you. Also, I was wondering about that symbol. There's a symbol on the sign. On the door scrollwork.
You mean the little pastry?
No. No, that looks like... What did you do with your drawing that you did with it?
That.
It looks like that.
Yeah, see, that's our, part of our sign, so
mm-hmm.
that'll be...
No, but I mean, I've seen it on other signs.
That'll be 5 gold for the blueberry muffin.
5 gold for a muffin?
5 silver. Mulligan that word.
There you go.
Well, here's the 5 silver. What's the symbol mean?
It's a triangle.
I know that. Are you the only one who works here?
Yep.
Like, all day long?
I have co-workers.
Are you the owner?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, anyways, I saw this symbol in a couple of their shops, and I was just kind of curious what it meant, you know, because I haven't seen it in every shop, and...
Do you know what a triangle is?
Yep.
That's what it means. Triangle. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I grab my muffin and I just leave. Alright, fall too.
You're up.
This isn't gonna work, apparently.
Did your idea not work at all?
No, not even. I got a muffin though. Do you want a muffin?
No, I don't like muffins. They're nothing but
blueberry.
Fat. Your midsection is going to get large, and I'm gonna walk in the store. And I'm gonna look around.
Every time we do this, I feel like Bruce regrets letting us be NPC.
Oh God, no.
I'm pretty sure you ended up breaking the whole table.
Okay.
And
okay.
Mm-hmm. Getting locked
like,
in the basement.
Okay.
I think it worked out pretty well.
Indeed.
I have faith in you.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to walk around and look at all the fattening pastries.
Can I help you?
I am just looking. My friend just got a muffin from here, and he says it's to die for.
I know your friend that got a muffin. And I guess they could be to die for. Would you like one?
No, because I don't like fat. You know, like you.
Oh, well, see, blueberry muffins aren't that fattening. So, you can go ahead and have one. 5 silver, but I can give you a discount since you got a problem with my muffins, it seems.
No, I don't have, not just your muffins, just all muffins in general. I feel like that's why your men's penises are so small, is because they eat so many muffins.
Oh, would make a lot of sense. They do eat a lot of muffins here.
I love how you agreed. What I am looking for, though, is some information.
Do you want to know what a triangle is?
Unlike my friend, I actually have some intelligence, and I know what a triangle is. I know that's the symbol of your trade, though, right? Like, it's a merchant's guild thing?
Yes, you could say that.
So I've been thinking about... I've got a lot of precious metals that I sell, and I've been thinking about creating, like, a jewelry store. How does one become a member of your merchant's guild?
I don't think you would be welcome to doing that.
Why not?
My dear.
Why not?
I think you know why not.
No, because I wouldn't have asked why not if I knew. I'm not an idiot.
We're not really that interested in trading with you, but thanks, dear.
So you don't want my gold at all?
Well, I'll take your gold.
That's trading.
You don't want my muffins, though.
No, I don't. I don't want any of your fat. But I do want some information, and I will gladly trade gold for information.
What kind of information you be looking for? Because I'll gladly give you a lesson on some geometry.
No, I would love to learn about where a certain weapon is being kept.
Right. There's some weapon shops in town.
Nope, I don't want to buy a weapon. I want a weapon to be returned to me. Hmm. It's chain with two knives on it.
Okay, where do you think this might have walked off to?
I don't know. I don't think it walked off by itself, per se. I think some scum who are too afraid to fight their own battles ganged up on a man, but like 12 of them to one. You know, because none of you are skinny or lithe enough to fight your own battles. You're all fat. Fat, fat, fat. Fatty, fat, fat, fat. Fat, fat.
Mole, mole, mole.
Pretty much.
Okay, so who do you think this scum is that has this big plan to...
You know that triangle, you like to call it?
Triangle, yeah.
Triangle. The people that have that triangle. Those people.
Okay, well, I don't know if any of our triangle friends might have it. I don't know. Maybe you could try looking at the source of your problems. Maybe you could find it there. But it's clearly not here, because I ain't the source of your troubles.
No, you're right. I don't think you could throw a punch.
Nope, just muffins.
Alright, you know what? I will take one of your muffins.
No.
No, I'm gonna reach back and take one of your muffins. And I'm gonna throw you 5 silver. And then I'm gonna smear it all over the place. And then walk out.
Alright.
And I'm gonna turn to Trevor and I'm gonna go, we're not,
Tarek.
Yeah. We're not gonna get information out of anyone.
So what do we do?
Where the heck are we at this point?
Probably made your way back into the town.
Okay.
Someplace.
Right.
I
kind of
forgot
do,
about you guys while this is all going.
We're going to go see how Rodash is doing. And then we're going to explain to Padilla that he has spies in his ranks.
Yep. Seems like the only thing we can do, since they're not going to tell us anything. You know, I used to be good at this sort of stuff.
It must be your face. I'm going to walk away.
Ow! Wow.
All right.
I just did.
Okay.
You know, that's not funny, right?
That's kind of funny. So you guys are going to head back to the barracks then?
Mm-hmm.
So after you guys recuperated and woke up and everything like that, you headed back to the town.
With the dog?
With the dog. And where would you guys go?
Tavern.
The dog's
tavern.
Okay.
But... and I'm gonna say, when we get there, I almost did that southern accent. You wait here for our friends. I have to go find my friend.
Okay. Are you gonna take the dog with you?
What's the dog's name?
And in my head, I'm gonna be like, well, since he may be my twin, maybe he knows gnomes. So in gnome, I'm gonna say, can you wait here with Rusk?
And he just kind of looks at you and he sits down on the ground.
Dun, dun, dun. So I'm gonna be like, I think he is my friend, and I'm gonna go upstairs. And I'm gonna, well, no, I'm gonna turn invisible. I'm gonna go upstairs.
Okay,
I'm just gonna wait by the dog.
So I just vanish in front of you. Okay.
So
par for the
course. I don't even blink an eye. All
right. So you go into the tavern.
Sorry, these chips are good.
They're on sale at Target right now, 2 for $5, and then if you have the Cartwheel app, you get 5% off.
Ooh. I'm gonna go to where Mathis's room was.
Okay.
I'm gonna knock.
Alright. And so answer.
Room service.
And so answer.
Is the door unlocked when I try to open it?
Nope. Locked.
I'm gonna shake the door.
Okay.
Nothing?
No.
Okay, so. I'm gonna try to disguise my voice again.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, you are making poor choices in the future of your life. That word was supposed to be me.
You should just leave it like that. That's awesome.
Future.
Also, I love the accent.
You have hurt people that are important to the progress of your mission. But your mission is you can't do it. Listen to the voices. And I'm just gonna like run off. I'm like, shut up.
Okay. Nice.
And I'm gonna say, I don't know if he was there.
Still
we'll
invisible.
Talk about it later.
Are you still invisible at this point? But you're like near me.
I'm like, talk. Whispering, but not.
Like a loud whisper?
Like a Jesse whisper?
Hey, I have an
like
awesome
the Jesse
whisper.
Talking version
okay,
of a whisper.
That.
Okay.
A stage whisper.
Talking quietly.
Okay.
And we will say that, while Shy is quietly talking to Rusk, that Tarek and Faltu actually kind of walk around and you can see Rusk standing there with this really weird dog sitting next to him in front of the tavern.
What's with the thing?
Shy's new pet.
Why does it look like moss?
I found a name for it.
And you hear Shy.
What is its name?
His name's Francis.
Francis. So, bad things.
Bad things?
Rodash was attacked.
Is he alive?
Yes. There are spies in the military that are working for that crazy dude that was yelling all that stuff. They stole Rodash's weapons. We can't get it back. I've talked to, like, everybody in this town. Half of them fucking hate us. I locked a guy up in his basement. I smeared, like, fatty shit all over this one woman's counter.
I spit in the baker.
Stuff. Yeah, he didn't spit in the baker. That's weird. He just spit in his, like, mixing things.
Okay, so remind me not to eat any of the bread in this town.
No! I have a loaf right here. You should totally eat it.
It was before he spit in it that it was made.
So yeah, this is already on the shelf.
Though, I do have a strange feeling that he, like, takes his man parts and, like, makes a mess in the ingredients.
You think he fucks the dough?
That. Rodash is in the jail, and we haven't seen Padilla.
Why is Rodash in the jail?
Because he was needed protection because we weren't here. This is why we should never go off without people.
Okay, well then, let's go talk to Padilla.
He's not here. He's on guard duty overnight, and he hasn't come back yet.
He's on guard duty.
Is anybody
where?
Looking at us?
No idea.
No, not really. People are walking around, and...
I'm gonna reappear.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, bad things happened to us too, and I told you, Rusk, I told you.
Nobody...
You told me...
Like, really hurt.
What? You told me that bad things were going to happen?
Yeah, and maybe they attacked the same people, attacked Rodash. How many? I don't know. And maybe...
He said dozens.
Scared. And dozens?
Only four.
Dozens?
Four. What?
And... They hurt me. And they hurt my friend, and...
Did you heal yourself?
Technically, they didn't hurt you.
No.
Emotionally.
They hurt my twin.
You have a twin.
Yeah, Francis.
I think it's the moss-covered dog.
Your dog is your twin? Let's go find Rodash.
I think he speaks gnome, but he doesn't speak it, because he speaks dog, but not real dog.
I'm walking. Let's go find Rodash.
And we're walking, and we're walking.
I know twins are supposed to look the same, but maybe we're not that kind of twin, because there's the other kind of twin.
Aren't twins normally the same species?
We're both honey colored.
Alright.
Maybe he's a gnome. Not a gnome. Maybe
he used to be
I don't really know about my family.
Maybe he used to be a gnome and then somebody magicked him.
Can gnomes have babies with dogs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. How about you, my twin?
Alright, so we get to the jail.
And you're there, yeah.
Is there a guard still, like, outside of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always soldiers around the barracks anyway, so.
And I'm stopping this nonsense.
Alright, I talked to her. She talked to you or something.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Badilla.
Yeah, he's already been aware of the situation. He's taking care of some paperwork, and then he's going to be down shortly to talk to, whatever your friend's name is.
All right, tell him we have important news for him, more than just the road ass.
Sorry, well, if you want to wait here, he'll
the road ass. All right,
I'm going to walk into Rodash and see how he's doing.
Welcome back, warrior.
I have some bad news.
You were unable to locate my weapons.
Let's just say people were less than forthcoming. On the good side, that man whose basement you were locked in, he is now locked in his basement.
A justifiable punishment.
I mean, I told the guy next door that he was down there, so it's not like he's going to be down there for a long time. Sadly. But we talked to the baker. He wasn't really that helpful. We talked to the butcher. He wasn't really that helpful. We talked to this chick that made muffins.
She wasn't that helpful. She was really not helpful. She was like, it's a triangle, and I was all like, yeah, I know, but what does it mean? And she was, just kept saying it's a triangle.
To be fair, it is a triangle.
Yeah, I know it's a triangle.
To fill you in, it appears the followers of the Fat Baker Man have triangle-type things in their, like, places of business.
A symbol, perhaps, to unite them all?
I feel like so.
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh. That I will keep.
You mean the Mathis's followers?
Yeah, sure.
But no. Do you know where he is? He's not. Is he? I don't. Why? Why are his followers doing that?
I don't know.
But.
The ones who attacked me kept saying that they knew what we were up to and that they had seen a hooded figure leaving through his window. They would not go into detail.
What?
They would not, looking at you.
They would not go into detail regarding what it was they were accusing us
yeah,
of.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
However,
I don't think it was.
Is that a D6 on top of a D4?
Yes.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
Pause for a moment.
That's actually really fucking impressive.
Oh, but
it's got flat sides.
Yeah, you got the game science dice, but it's still impressive. You don't have to tell
people. Oh, it doesn't have like the point.
No, it's not. It's not a full point. It's got flat tips.
That way, it has more accurate rolls because it's not.
You disappoint me.
Exactly. Sorry,
you disappoint me.
But I rock.
This is my D4.
Why is everyone looking at me?
I'm not looking at you.
You never look at me.
Just shy.
You have a hood.
Yeah, and?
Why?
Anyone can wear a hood.
Turok, why were you in Mathis's house?
Why do you call me Turok?
That is your name?
No.
No, Turok.
How long have we been adventuring together?
Turok.
No.
Turok.
There you go.
Tarek?
There you go.
That's not... I like Turok better.
That's not a real name.
Tarek.
Neither is Turok.
We named Francis.
Francis is a wonderful name.
I'm sure it is.
Look.
I bet he tastes as wonderful as Francesco did.
Oh, Francis and Francesco sound kind of the same.
Do not worry.
Was okay. That in-game?
Yeah.
Okay.
But was that a game, too? Because I had... A stuffed animal named Francisco and a stuffed animal named Francis.
Okay.
Even though Francisco was short-lived, because I kind of sort of lost him.
Oh, funny, yours was too.
Oh. I still have Francis, though.
Yeah. For now.
And I just realized that they sound the same. Maybe I should just name all my stuffed animals Fran names.
Right.
Fran.
Dresher.
I knew a man named
the
Fran.
Nanny?
He was going to my work.
A man named Fran. A boy named Susan.
So anyway, by this time, you're staring and contemplating Tarek's ribbing. And Padilla comes out walking down the hallway. And he's like,
Jack, I'm walking with him.
What was that?
Like, I'm walking with him.
Why?
I didn't go with them to the thing. I stayed back at Padilla's office.
You did?
You never passed Padilla's office.
Oh, I thought we, like, went to, like, Padilla's office, but he was busy.
No.
So
no,
we went
Faltu told you that Padilla was busy, and
oh, okay,
that he'd be meeting you guys.
Oh, okay, then cool, I went with them, then.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Besides, they were right, like, they were, like, entrance, corner, road ash right there, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
So Padilla comes down, and he's like, ah, I hear that there was some issues last night.
I was attacked as I left from my session with the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, so the guards on duty last night have put in their reports. Unfortunately, at this point, we are getting some conflicting stories.
That's pretty awesome. That one's not a game science, D4.
Wow.
No, that is a regular one. That's pretty badass. Not bad.
That's what I was gonna pick.
Now put something on top of the D6. Can't do another D6. That doesn't count. Are you doing a 20?
It's never going to happen. Second he touches it.
Don't
be mean. Give him time. I can roll. You fail. I'll edit that out. Don't worry, it never happened. So he says, unfortunately, I am getting some conflicting reports at this moment in time. You see, this morning, apparently, we did receive some complaints of from William, who owns the candle shop. I do not know if you are familiar with him. that his front window had been broken in by some vandals. And, unfortunately, Rodash, a couple of people, including one of my own guards, did say that they saw you fleeing the scene.
Can I, tell you something?
Yeah.
We spoke to the baker.
This is fucking Mathis.
And he said, we were talking in veiled words. He said that it is not safe to be alone at night and you should have a buddy.
Well, I do have to concur with him on the recent events.
And he said that that a lot of people do not like us in this town. And I said, well, the guards like us. And he said, yes. And I was like, and I heard that you do not like the guards. And he said, I like some of the guards. Some of the guards are quite friendly. Which I took to mean that he might have followers in the army. And there's the, Tark, do you have that drawing of that symbol?
I do.
There's this symbol that's appearing all over, and it appears to be followers of Mathis. Mm. And I feel like that might be a giveaway if any of the armies may be wearing that somehow, or...
do you mind if I borrow that? Your little sketch there.
You totally can.
Thanks. This is somewhat. If it is true, I mean, do not.
No, I would.
If this is true, very, very unsettling.
Indeed. Hmm. I figured you should know post haste.
Post haste.
I will definitely look into this, and we will. I will need to see what this is about. Rodash, you are okay?
I am well enough.
Considering the conflicting reports at this moment, I do not feel the need right now to press any charges or to take you into custody right now. We will be investigating the matter, but right now, don't worry about it.
Unfortunately, I have great concern over what has been transpiring.
I do not blame you. Yeah?
Can I talk to you alone?
Yes.
About that thing?
Yes. Give me a minute. Let's finish up here. And then by all means, you can come up into my office and we can talk.
Okay. Also, I would like to put in a complaint publicly.
Okay.
I believe these followers of Mathis, I believe they kicked my dog.
They did a little more.
No, I believe.
Oh no, I totally got the reference.
Okay, good. That's the only reason I wanted to say it.
You keep my dog.
They I don't know. They just come up and kick my dog. Okay, so
I'll send you it later.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Okay. So you don't want to do that? No public complaint?
No.
Okay.
No, I do. We were attacked. We were attacked by men.
Where were you attacked?
In the woods. Near the gate. Hmm. And, these people
hey, none
said...
none of my guards saw this?
Hmm?
None of the guards saw this? None of them came to your help?
It wasn't near the gate. It was a distance from the gate on the way to the gate. They had said that they knew who we were, and they didn't like our kind. Mm-hmm. And they were attacking this dog here, which I have taken as my own.
Mm. He's a cute little puppy.
Thank you. He's my twin.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
All right. Unfortunately, outside the bounds of the town, I do not have any control over the actions of people. However, if these are indeed members of our little settlement, then that is a deal that I need to look into. Were you able to get the faces or any description of these men that attacked you so that I can look for them?
I can bring one of your guards to them.
Oh, you have them in custody.
They attacked. We defended ourselves. Unfortunately, all four were slain. One actually ran into my blade.
That is madly unfortunate, that we could not use them to get any more information. However, I do understand that you must defend yourselves. Rodash, if you are good, I do suggest, as unfortunate as it may be, that you do not be alone here.
I don't think any of us should be alone. There were a lot of veiled threats at all of us that we were not welcome.
If you wish, if you do find yourselves by yourselves, find a guard, and I will tell them that they are directed to accompany you to wherever you might be going. I do feel that this might be something that we have to look into, and we might have to begin protection status for not only you, but maybe for the town in general. But that does not directly concern you. I think that is something that we will have to discuss with the council.
Sir?
Yes?
I would suggest you also not be alone. There were a lot of threats on your life.
I get that a lot. But thank you very much for your concern, Offit. Yes. I'm very sorry for any inconvenience that this might have caused you or any of you for that matter. Thank you very much for bringing this to my attention and with so much, information that we might be able to lean up on. Sha, if you wish, you can accompany me to my office. And he turns to one of the guards. Give them a little something to go to the tavern with, to lick their wounds, so to speak.
My puppy will meet you, but he likes giving.
So it's going to be that awkward moment. Okay.
Commander.
Yes.
I wish to speak with you, to you, as plainly as possible, so that there is no misunderstanding of what I'm trying to say to you.
Oh, yes.
You are the all-watcher of these people.
I'm sorry, I did not get that reference.
The All-Watcher is his leader.
Ah!
That weapon that was lost, the material that I'd made it from, was a gift from the All-Watcher. I have used it to balance life for the people of Ixen Mirik, to protect them, to hunt for them, to seek revenge against those who would do them wrong. I am a follower of Lindis, and while I understand that you are the All-Watcher of these people, and you will conduct your investigation however you see fit. However, if justice is not served toward me, I will seek my own.
Officially, I must say that that is not a good idea.
officially.
Okay.
Wink.
Understood. That is the weapon that I will bring with me when we take down Kothotar. I will accept no other.
No offense, you said that you wanted to be very, speak very plainly. I did not understand about half the words that you just said, but I get the general gist of what you're trying to convey. So you said this weapon, where is it?
It was taken from me when I was attacked.
Alright, well that could be interesting. I mean, whoever, good job.
Don't step on that.
Caltrops!
That's worse than a Lego.
Gabby's throwing Caltrops at me. So they took your weapon.
What?
That probably means that whomever has your weapon, most likely the one that actually jumped you the other night.
I have only seen the face of one. It was he who would be my jailer. However, I had never seen him before.
Yeah, that's, it'll be William from your story, correct?
I do not know.
Well, the Candlemaker.
That is where I was held. I cannot say for certain if this William you speak of is the one who appeared in front of me.
Okay. Chances are, wherever your weapon is where the person who was speaking to you. So that gives us a hint at least. Get a little bit of a trail. If we find it, or we find the person, I'll be sure to let you know.
Thank you.
Alright. Shaq. Let's go do a little part of it.
Okay.
Right. So he
leads you. Maybe use some gunslinger talk.
Thank you very much. he goes up to his office and closes the door. Please have a seat.
Okay. So, I tried to tell him to be quiet, but not like me, but I tried to make him think he was kind of crazy.
Okay.
And I think instead of being crazy and quiet, he is crazy and starting riots. Bad riots.
Hey, that rhyme.
Fighting riots instead of just yelling riots. So, and I can't find him. I don't know where he is.
Well, I know exactly where he is. We actually keep tabs on him quite closely.
Okay.
He usually leaves his room at the inn, makes his way over to his bakery, and then at dusk, leaves the bakery and goes back. Only other time that he doesn't is on the few days off, in which case he's at the town center, directly in front of our little establishment here, barking his head off.
Okay, so do you suggest that I keep doing what I was doing? Should I follow him to the bakery?
I think that your methods of attempting to make him quiet have only done the exact opposite from what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a more direct approach might be needed.
Okay, so like, just tell him?
Sure.
Okay. I'll go do that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring my friends?
As long as they are able to, be as inconspicuous as you are able to be, by all means.
But I thought you wanted me to be more straightforward.
I want you to be able to be straightforward with him without being recognized or noticed by anybody else. I would not like his quiet to lead back to you, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I don't think they can do that, so I'm going to try to just go.
Okay.
Or maybe, okay. Maybe they can. I'll ask them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll try to do that now.
All right.
Okay.
And if you could try to do that a little sooner rather than later, that would be greatly appreciated.
Like sooner than now? Okay, I'm on my way.
Okay.
And I'm going to run out and I'm going to say, guys, who can be sneaky?
What do you need?
No John.
Yeah.
Inconspicuous.
Still me.
What do you need, pretty one?
I can't. Maybe I can. I'll be right back. Pinella!
Yes.
Can I tell them? A little bit?
Tell them what?
What I'm supposed to do?
Do you trust them?
Yes.
Then as long as you think that they won't go ahead spilling their guts out, by all means.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to leave, and I'm going to say, okay, everyone, we need to be fast, but we need a place where we can talk. Can we talk in your office?
Well, they're not there.
Oh, I ran back.
Okay. So you run all the way back up the hall. Back. Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm doing in my mind, but not speaking it. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to run back, and I'm going to say, can we use your office?
For what?
To tell them so that no one can hear us.
I'd rather not. I'd feel that, that having a group association outside of our normal context would not be very good for the image that we are attempting to portray right
now. Okay. So I'm going to run back up. Guys, we need to get a bathhouse really fast and then we need to go. Because I need to
except play. Those were in Deerfield.
Yeah, there was a bathhouse.
Oh,
house.
In Deerfield. Dang it. What? There's none here. Dang it.
Why do you need a bathhouse?
Because, well... There's no... Are there bathhouses here?
No. Why don't we just go to our room in the tavern?
Yeah.
Can people hear us there?
No.
Okay, but we have to be really, really quick. Like, really fast.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's not a problem.
So I'm gonna run, like, towards the tavern.
I'm gonna walk quickly.
Okay.
I'm gonna just take big steps.
Uh-huh.
Stand aside, everyone. I take large steps.
I'm waiting in the tavern for Shelly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, basically.
Would you say I used about a minute before? Huh? Or how long?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Of the invisibility?
What about it?
How long do you, would you say I was invisible for before?
For a couple minutes.
Couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a couple more. Right. Okay, so we get to the tavern, right?
Okay.
And, real quick, Tarek.
Yes.
Give me a perception check.
Please be high. Ah, 13.
Okay.
Aw, oh, so close.
What?
I said 12.
So you guys are walking through, right? So you guys are, Tarek's like, let's just use our, use my room at the inn. Let's talk there. And so you guys are walking, and as you get to the inn, you guys are kind of going, and Tarek's like, oh, look, a triangle. And you keep walking.
Oh. And do I, okay, so I say, oh, look, a triangle, and I keep walking, and then I stop. And I say, wait a second.
At the end? Damn it.
And I kind of stop everyone. You're already in the tavern, you said?
I'm staying with you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, you said you walked ahead, so. You're like, I'm in the tavern waiting for Shy.
I was just saying that I was probably a lot quicker than Shy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I point out the triangle to you guys and say, it's the same triangle that's been everywhere else that we've been today.
So we cannot
the tavern's not safe either.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go to your room.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Break down the door and take out all five of us?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
More than
but,
two in the door at once.
Let's not be suspicious.
Mechanically, only one.
So
let's just walk up to your room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little being conspicuous about it at first. I know you're in a rush, but
No. We're okay.
Okay.
Let's go let's
I'm gonna
go
I'll stop at the
cars.
Bar.
Okay.
Do you wanna stop with me? We can grab some drinks. You know,
sure.
Rodash, why don't you go ahead and head upstairs? Rusk.
How are we gonna get into your room?
Here. I'm gonna touch my room key. I would like to take a nap in a bed for once.
I thought you were in a okay. Anyway. I'm going upstairs and I'm unlocking the door.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a couple drinks and hand you some to bring up.
Thanks.
I'll grab some. I'll grab another handful because that's...
I thought you said a couple. Yeah.
I said a couple drinks for all of us.
Yeah, that's five. There you go.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm going to head upstairs.
I'm standing there waiting.
Cool. All right. So we walk in.
And we give everybody their drinks.
And hold on.
And I shut the door.
I want to make sure I have something I thought I had. I know I could just easily look at the paper, but I'm almost done. Okay. So I'm going to quickly try to detect poison on the drinks.
Okay.
Are they poison?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, well, they're not trying to poison us, guys.
Well, that's good. I'm going to shut the door and create a mind blade that, like, goes right up underneath the handle.
Okay.
And down to the floor. Nice. And I'm just going to sit there and hold it.
Are you worried about something?
Yes.
What?
Aren't the triangles bad symbols?
Yes.
Well, Yes.
So this means they can't come in.
I don't think they're going to try to come in.
Okay.
Tonight.
I
anyway.
Don't take precautions.
Okay.
You should have seen my shrine.
Okay, alright.
Okay, so let's huddle.
Alright, we're huddled.
Okay, so...
You know, you're way over there, Rusk.
Y'all can huddle near me.
But then we're by the door.
Yep.
Okay.
So, that person who we were just talking to wants us to call the person that bakes the bread.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we need to be inconspicuous, but we need to be up front and quiet.
Okay, so...
Padilla wants us to kill him.
Yep, that's what I got out of that.
He didn't say kill him.
Yep, no,
yeah,
he totally
that's
did.
What he said.
That's
he told me
talk.
I could just tell him.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's not
going
to work. We're
going
to have to slice his throat and shut him up forever. And make it so that it doesn't come back on us.
Why did he go to
so
you with
can
this?
Can I just...
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on,
him.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Right?
Wait.
He said that I have great abilities, and I think it is because he knows that you will probably hurt him and... But
nope.
Not really?
Look,
not even remotely.
Okay.
If we kill him, he'll just become a murderer.
Not if we make it look like an accident. Not if there's no...
Let's burn down the tavern.
He's not in the tavern.
He sleeps in the tavern.
True. If there's no murder weapon, he can't
but,
be murdered.
What about all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, but arson
what
is...
What about all the old
killed
people?
In a tragic baking
accident. What about all the people?
So we set the fire outside of his room.
I don't
and
know.
And we flame it with liquor.
You know...
Why don't we...
Hey!
You know what? People die all the time walking through the town, clearly.
Can we try it my way first? Because Padilla asked
Haven't
you
been trying it
your
way?
And
that's why
worse.
Rodash got attacked?
I have another way.
Were you the person on the hood?
I don't think I was on the hood.
Were you the person that was climbing out of Padilla's house?
I was never. Well...
So you blame Tarek for something that you did.
But they couldn't
so
see, though.
Wait a second.
Wait, so you're invisible when you were doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it couldn't have been her. She was invisible.
Yeah, but sometimes her invisibility wears off and she doesn't realize it.
Yeah, but right. I was wearing a dress.
Why did Padilla go to you with that?
Because clearly he's incompetent.
That
and
just doesn't make any sense.
Because he went to me, I think that I should try it my way, and then you can try
Haven't
your way.
Haven't you been trying
you did
your
try
way?
It your way? And I think you brought us in on this.
But I
is this
still...
what you... Wait a minute. Is this the you know
okay.
too much thing that I clearly didn't?
I told you about...
No.
Yeah, I did. When we got the bathhouse.
Yeah.
I didn't try.
Alright.
And, Russ.
He's too busy enjoying the bath.
He wants me to talk to him, but not to make him crazy, because making him crazy is making him hurtful.
Okay.
He wants me to talk to him and tell him that he needs to be quiet. Threaten him, scare him, that's why I want to bring you with me. So let us scare him, and if scaring him does not work, you can do what needs to be done.
I'm not... going unless we're killing him.
Then you can stay.
Okay, would you...
I think killing is the best.
I've known Padilla
I think
a while
burning down the
now.
Tavern
would you mind
solid.
If I go to Padilla
I like the tavern.
And
I like the tavern too, but clearly they're going to try
exactly what he wants.
Go ahead and
I need to
do
talk
it
to him
if you
anyway.
Don't believe me.
Okay, wait here. I'll be back in like 20 minutes.
But he said we need to be fast.
You.
Yeah, that's why.
One of us needs to. Yeah. I need to go to Skittles anyway.
Let us all go, because...
Why do you need to go to Skittles?
Because I got a letter from his apprentice.
That's right.
Alright, how about this? You two, go to Skittles, take care of all that. Actually, take Shy with you, because Shy needs to talk to Skittles anyway. He wanted you to go with see what was up with his apprentice, everything. Remember, that's why we went there. You have a letter for him. So the three of you go. Me and Rodash will go to Padilla's, and then we'll meet back here in, like, half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Agreed.
Agreed?
Hour.
Okay.
Can we synchronize our sundials?
They have watches. Yes.
So, break.
We good?
Do not lie to make others happy.
Okay.
It's important.
Okay.
Okay, I will not lie to make others happy.
Do not lie.
Okay, let's
okay.
go.
And I'm going. Rodash, let's go.
You realize he wants to kill him too, so it would be making himself happy, right?
It'd be lying to make her unhappy.
Alright, so let's do the three of you first at Skittles.
Okay.
So you guys make it over to the Market District and
yeah.
And over to Skittles.
Hey, do you see any of those triangle things?
Do I see any of those triangle things?
You do not.
Okay. I don't see any of those triangle
things. Okay. So we walk in.
Okay.
Hello.
Ah, it's good to have you back.
We have a letter from your apprentice.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. And he takes it and he unwraps it and looks at it and goes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Mm.
Ah, yeah, that was from today.
Very nice.
We did that last week.
Excellent. So he says in the letter that apparently there were bandits intercepting my trades and everyone else's trades.
Yep.
Is there anything that you found of importance or anything that might have...
We didn't find any of your schematics. No.
That is very unfortunate. There are several blueprints in there that I had worked on for quite a while.
Yeah, he said that, and we did not find them, unfortunately.
Well, it's a good thing. I make copies of a lot of it, so it just won't have some of my scribbles and some of my notes on it, but that's besides the point. No, that was excellent. I'm very glad that you were able to solve the situation and that my apprentice is okay, at least. It is unfortunate that I lost some of my supply.
It's a very nice town, too. It's very much nicer than here.
I know. I do like that very much, so. I kind of feel bad for sending my apprentice there, but unfortunately, I need to be here for the main source of trade from Langan, unfortunately. No, but that is excellent that you were able to help. Thank you much. Our deal, in terms of... I said that if you help me, then I would help you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. How about I will give you the arm.
Okay.
So long as I can ask one favor, some point in the near future.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Thank you. I might have something coming up.
Okay.
I might need your help.
Would it be moving packages to another town?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I wouldn't presume to give you such a menial task for people of your talents.
Well, I thank you for that, and I'm sure we'll be up to the challenge of whatever you would like.
Okay.
I will take the arm to Rusk.
Yes, I have it. I still have it in its box.
Okay.
So, if you please, if you could come and just take it, and then...
Yep. And I'll grab the arm.
Thank you.
Thank you. And he gives you kind of this bow, very, you know, very formal, very
you
flourishy.
You have an arm,
and I'm gonna curtsy.
One arm added to your inventory.
That's funny, because Cromwell also had one arm added to his inventory at the end of last campaign.
Yeah,
I really hope he learns to like it.
If he needs any help with it, feel free, send him over here. I can tell him how it works again. We can go over it. If he wants any training or anything like that with it, feel free to send him my way.
Have you heard any rumors?
About...
The shops with the triangles.
Yes. There is an inner circle, this new trade group building up that they only deal with each other. It's very, very upsetting. They've, well, I am much more specialized in my clientele. I do have friends within the settlement that have been having issues because of some lack of customers because of them lately. Very upsetting.
Yes. We think they might have started an attack on one of our friends.
No!
Yes.
Was that the ruckus last night?
Did you hear it?
No, but I have heard people who heard of it. It's very upsetting. It is hard to believe.
A friend of a friend,
right.
His cousin, his mother.
It is hard to believe that we are no longer safe within our own settlement.
I heard that. Sick.
Indeed. Well,
I heard that there were 7 dozen of them, and they were all giants!
Well,
their arms couldn't touch their sides.
And they breathed fire.
Well, do be safe, good sir.
Thank you as well.
Thank you. And you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant. Good to meet you.
Yes, you too.
And then I leave.
Me.
Allah. I'll see you later.
Put down mask up.
And we head to the tavern to rendezvous.
Okay.
All right, so the two of you, you're heading over to the barracks?
Yes.
You get to the barracks.
Get to the barracks, gate guard.
Yeah.
I just need to speak to Padilla real quick.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Just one last time.
Yeah, he's free. I'll go ahead, set up.
All right, good to go. Thank you. And while we're walking out, like, Rodash, I just staying right outside the door real quick when I go in. I just want to talk to him private for a minute.
Very well.
Figure out what the hell's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then.
Alright, I'll be right out. Open the door.
Press my ear to the door.
And I'm gonna, gonna shut it behind me.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm guessing you shut it and then you press your ear against the door. Yes. Like the door's open and you're like,
go
ahead and give me a perception check.
That's a sad night.
Okay. Yeah, you hear mumbles as they discuss stuff, but you can't actually make out sentences or anything like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Gotta do for it.
Two things real quick.
Yeah.
One, apparently my parents were here.
Were they?
Yeah. They were for a bit. Apparently my father found out that I wasn't in the military anymore.
Remember that your dad stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. Any chance, when you get a moment, can you, like, write me a letter to give to him that you sign that says, hey, he really is still in the military, he's just...
You're not in the military.
Faking that he's not in the military right now because he's on a secret mission.
No offense, for me. But you are currently off the records in terms of our deals. You see, they aren't really too keen on having mercenaries and that kind of such. So, unfortunately, you are no longer part of the military.
Alright, good to go. I was hoping that could kind of, whatever. Alright, so, down to the other thing.
Yeah.
You picked the worst member of our group to take care of what you wanted to take care of.
I have absolutely no idea what you are talking about.
Officially, I know this. Shiza doesn't like to be touched or touch or really kill anybody.
I'm sorry?
You wanted somebody made quiet?
I thought that somebody with her unique skills and abilities...
Oh, no.
Would be able to quietly and without any types of signs, maybe deal with some situation. And she agreed. I thought that we had a deal.
You said you wanted him. You told her that you wanted him to be quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, she meant she takes things literally, and she heard it as you wanted him to stop talking.
Well, considering that she even did not complete that task.
Yeah, that's shy for you. If you'd like, the rest of us can take care of this, keeping your hands clean because we are no longer in the military.
Mm.
We can make it look like an accident.
Yeah, whatever you do.
Unofficially.
Just,
officially, you have no knowledge of this, and good day. That's all the answer that I needed.
Very nice.
And also, I have been keeping my eye on her for you.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really doing much at the moment. She got herself a new pet. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
But
that's good to hear.
She hasn't really no new. Abilities have developed, and she's been keeping pretty good control over the ones that she has.
That's very good to hear, because I have to say that that with the current events as they are, if she were to have an outburst, I do not see anybody within the town acting too kindly toward her. So.
Yeah, no, especially after the whole thing with Rodash last night. We'll take care of this. Keep your hands clean. You run the town. We'll take care of this. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, then.
And good day. And I'm going to walk out.
You open the door to Rodash's.
Rodash's. All right, well, y'all caught up. And I'm going to shut the door behind me. And start walking.
But mom, no.
The door is sticking around. All right.
Super.
Do I see any, like, guards near us?
There's always... People walk in the halls and everything. So.
I'll tell you later. And I'm just going to walk out. We'll head back to the tavern meet up. And, head back to the tavern.
All right.
And head up to Faltoon Tarek's room. Whatever.
Are you guys actually in the room, or are you in the tavern?
I'm in the tavern getting a drink.
Alright, there you go. So they're getting drinks.
Alright.
I'll be up in my room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't actually have your own room, so.
No, I know. I'm just like, yeah, I'll go up to your
room. Okay. So Faltu's down there having a drink.
Alright, Faltu. Set upstairs. I got
okay. The
rest of the story.
So I will go upstairs.
Okay.
Alright, once again, shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, listen. Alright, Shy, he thought that with your abilities that you've presented, disappearing and all that, that you could quietly take care of Mathis.
Yeah.
As in kill.
Oh. Do you think maybe he actually bought our mind control story and he thought maybe she could mind control him?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I also informed him that, no offense, Shy, but Shy can't hurt a fly on purpose. So she was probably the worst person in the group to choose to assassinate somebody. So we're going to do this as a team.
Okay.
We know where he is during the day. We know where he is at night.
He hurt my friends. What do I need to do?
We need to observe him and find out where he is the most vulnerable. If he stops on the way...
On his way home.
From the baker's to the tavern.
On his way home, he's surrounded by people. All the shops close at dusk. All the people that hurt us. And all the people that will defend him. It's stupid play to attack him in the open with everybody around him. We will be painted as villains, and the town will vilify us, and then they will turn on Padilla for keeping us in the town. It's a stupid idea.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So...
Do you think we could lead them to our tree?
The best idea is find somebody that we know in the town that is not seen doing business with us very often, that we know isn't a friend of Mathis, and have them place a very large baking order right before dusk, so Mathis has to stay in his shop longer than the other people.
So, while Tarek, Shy, and I were at Skatel's, we found out that all of the merchants not with the triangle are not treated kindly by the merchants with the triangle. I feel if we continue to talk to untriangled merchants, we might be able to build a ally network.
I think that might take too long.
I think this is something we cannot rush.
Well, Padilla said we have it fast. He said sooner than now.
Alright, well, probably isn't going to be something that we can take care of tonight without having us branded as murderers, because let's be serious. Pretty sure if Mathis came out as dead tonight without there being some kind of unfortunate accident, we're going to be branded murderers because he just kicked the shit out of Rodash. Badly. So we can't do it tonight unless we figure out some way to cause an accident, which means it's not going to happen tonight. We'll have to research, we'll have to observe, and we'll have to create a plan. I said that Skatel's isn't exactly friendly with Mathis.
Anyone who is not within the triangle is not friendly. They are losing business because of it.
Alright, well, why don't we...
I do not want to endanger Skatel.
I don't either.
What about the blacksmith next to the Candleman?
Did he have a triangle?
No, and he did not like the Candleman.
Alright, well, he's a good bet then.
Did you not say that the Candleman is now in the position that I was?
Yes.
He probably
would he not
still
be
there.
A source of information?
No, he was not forthcoming with information. And he's probably no longer in that position. I told the blacksmith and he said that he would tell the Candleman's friends.
Maybe he didn't. We could always go to the blacksmith. You could always go back to the blacksmith and check out and see if he let him out yet. Or if he told his friends yet.
Let us go tomorrow.
What time of the day is it right now?
Probably pretty late right now.
It's pretty late?
Yeah.
Alright, well, are we going to stay here? We should all stay in the same place from now on.
It will be suspicious if we suddenly leave tonight. Tomorrow I will say that we have decided on doing an exercise, and I will check out.
Alright, so all five of us will stay in the same room tonight. Is the room, like, big enough that, like, four of us could sleep on the floor or no?
Yeah, it'd be really tight, but yeah.
But there's two rooms, because Tarek has a room and I have a room.
Alright, well, three of us in one and two of us in the other, then.
Rodash, I feel in your condition you should take a bed. I will sleep on the floor.
I feel well enough that I do not need to inconvenience anyone.
You're sleeping in the bed.
It may also be wise for us to keep watch throughout the night.
I will take first watch, and you will sleep, and then you will take second watch.
Very well.
All right, then Misha and Tarek will take your room.
Okay.
That work?
That works for me, I guess.
Just getting used to sleeping alone.
Whatever.
Now I gotta keep myself, like, hidden, like, the rest of the night.
I wonder if he doesn't.
Okay.
Doesn't what?
Alright, so you guys sleep through this night then? And
keeping watches,
shenanigans in the morning.
Yep.
Watches, like, we were playing Truth and Dare, and Spin the Bottle, and
Go Fish.
And you guys were braiding each other's hair.
Oh, wow.
Before
we go to bed, before we split up into the rooms, I'm going to ask Shy if... How did Skittles give you a good deal? Did you have enough gold to get it?
We just have to do one more favor that he didn't tell me about, and then, so... Oh!
Yes, here is a box.
Okay. And I'm gonna, like, open the box and be like, alright, so, you got it.
You should practice it, and maybe someday you'll like it.
He said that you, if you have any questions, to come talk to him. He will gladly answer them.
Okay, I gotta go talk to him anyway, so I'll go talk to him tomorrow, because I want to give him this metal sleep thing anyway.
Okay.
I figure he'll like it, so I'll go with him tomorrow, and I'll talk to him about setting everything up. Alright, cool. And I'm taking my box with me to Tarek's room. And I'm going to play with it while I'm on watch.
Yes.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link, and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to thepointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high, and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network, podcast by geeks, for geeks.